identical. So what else is out there? Bisphosphonates, I'm not going to go through the data because I just haven't got the time at the moment. Bisphosphonates do look like very interesting drugs. And the drug zoledronic acid has some very interesting effects in patients who've been treated with zoledronic acid as part of their protocol. That seems to reduce the risk of not only bone metastases, but local regional recurrence even. So it's really quite curious that zoledronic acid certainly looks quite interesting. And so we've seen data from two bisphosphonate studies suggesting that there's an adjuvant advantage to that agent, but we need to wait for the definitive study, which is Rob Coleman's Azure study, where does bisphosphonate work and prevent both local and distant recurrence and bone and visceral disease to what extent? And that's a properly powered study, and we'll be seeing some data from that sometime in the next 12 months. The other one that's cooking is bevacizumab, antivascular VEGF-targeted agent, so that attacks angiogenesis, adds the value of palliative chemotherapy in advanced breast cancer, and we've just recently completed recruit to the study that's looking at Avastin in the adjuvant context. We have a neoadjuvant study running as well, look at the same thing. I'm not so sure about this one, and there's been a bit of a disappointing result from some of the colorectal adjuvant studies where it suppressed the emergence of metastases, but it didn't, you know, as soon as you stop the drug, they all come rushing back. So it may be that actually this targeting the vasculature is not actually a terribly good strategy when you're trying to deal with micrometastatic disease, but hopefully I'll be wrong. So we'll wait and see what happens there. And then there's all sorts of other, oral anti-angiogenics, other TKIs, which are in the planning stage for adjuvant studies. So some of these, actually quite toxic, multi-targeted tyrosine kinase inhibitors. There are plans to put those into adjuvant trials, but they're not there. Very interesting study run from Canada looking at a diabetic drug. So why should a diabetic drug make you stop your cancer coming back? Well, this is about not just because metformin will actually reduce insulin levels, and potentially you're going to get less signaling through IGF and actually non-IGF pathways. So it's a quite complicated basic science to support the idea that that might actually be quite a good thing to do. And we know that metformin users are less likely to recur than non-metformin users. So there's quite a lot of epidemiological data that might be a smart strategy. And we're looking to get that study up and running in the UK as a collaborator with the NCI. We tried to get a trial up and running of a kind of exercise prescription, and the behavioral scientists got scared when we gave them the numbers and said, couldn't you do a smaller trial? And we said no, and they said, well, you can't have the money then. So that hasn't happened, and I'm sure Tony Howell gave you quite a bit of information about diet as well. So I think these are the kind of interesting things that we do need to research properly, but we don't have quite the same sort of pharma muscle behind this kind of intervention, and it isn't easy research to do. But I think if we don't try, then we'll never know. Thank you.